Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Oh, it's been a weekend. It certainly has been a weekend in the investigation into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, all the way from Friday night to here we are, where we're recording this at the beginning of week three. And if you thought there was a lot of chaos this weekend, you were exactly right. If you had a hard time trying to parse it all together, because information's coming from here, from there, from over there, down here, and then somebody's saying, well, that's not right, this isn't right, well, that's a lie, this isn't right, but that's true, that's kind of half true, and this is sort of true, but this is not really true. And if you look at it that, oh my God. And if it weren't all just coming from, or if it were all just coming from, I should say it that way, if it were all just coming from commentators online, from YouTubers, from people on social media, from armchair sleuths, from wherever, it would be a different story. But it's coming from officials, it's coming from the sheriff, it's coming from YouTubers, it's coming from journalistic outlets that should know how to understand the concept of responsible reporting better than they do. It's all of this is chaos. All of this is chaos. We're going to try and make some sense of the chaos for you at the end of the day. Because as Savannah said, it is never too late to do the right thing. And at the end of the day, I think that's the message that really matters most here in this case. Robin said it on the show on Thursday. I said it on Court TV on Friday night. Savannah said it the other night in that YouTube video. Speaking directly to whoever may be out there that's behind this, it's never too late to do the right thing. From all the criticisms, and we're going to certainly go through them, and the issues with this investigation, I think it does come down to one thing: humanity. There's somebody out there who did this, and either they're a cold-blooded monster, and that may well be the case, or they are not. And this is exactly what I said the other night on television. This is what Robin said the other day. If they are not, they may be looking at this in utter horror, going, oh my God, if it was a B&E gone horribly wrong, and they thought their best path of action was to hide this body, was to take her, was to do something that no one knows about so they wouldn't get caught. But their initial reasoning, and this is, look, you got to kind of go along with the flow here for a second. But if their initial reasoning for going into that house was never to kidnap Nancy Guthrie, was never to hurt Nancy Guthrie, was hopefully to never see her. Hopefully she just slept through the whole damn thing. And was to go in and steal some stuff and get out. Then the reality is, if that person is not a psychopathic, sociopathic monster, which, look, most people who do B&Es are not, then they are sitting somewhere in horror going, oh my God, I cannot believe it got, this is what that horrific evening has turned into. Already horrible enough that somehow it ended with Nancy Guthrie leaving her home with blood dripping onto the door stoop. But then to find out This is also part of the aftermath. There is a way out, and that honest to God is coming clean with this and saying exactly that, if that's what happened. It's not going to necessarily get you, you know, a get out of jail free card or anything like that, but if you have people that do care about you still, and I imagine there are, because a lot of people, unfortunately, who go down this road of B&Es and things of that nature, yes, you certainly have plenty that are doing it for selfish, narcissistic reasons, but also you have some who think this is the only path to support the people they care about. There's a motivation behind it. And it's not always completely selfish. Mental gymnastics have gone on in someone's mind to make them think that this is the right path. If this is what that was and it went absolutely horribly wrong, if the one thing you still value is the care in some way, shape, or form of those around you, especially those that maybe if you're doing this, like I said, for reasons of thinking you're providing for someone by taking from others. If you want any of their respect for any moment of your life again, those people that you care about, then it is never too late to do the right thing. It really isn't. It's never too late. You explain yourself, take your consequence. Don't make this continually worse on yourself and everyone else. It doesn't have to end in even more tragedy. Let's get into it. Friday night in Tucson, it looked like they finally had something. SWAT teams rolling into a residential neighborhood miles, just 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home. FBI agents on the scene, a federal search warrant being executed, roads shut down, 3 people detained inside a house, a 4th man stopped in a traffic stop in a Culver's parking lot, a gray Range Rover photograph searched inside and out, trunk popped open for inspection and towed away as evidence. For a few hours on Friday night, it really did feel like the break everyone had been waiting for. 15 days of nothing. And suddenly a coordinated tactical action across multiple locations. And by Saturday morning, it was gone. Everyone released, no arrests. Sheriff Chris Nanos confirming to reporters no sign of Nancy was found. And then speaking to the New York Times, the sheriff leading this investigation said something else. He said finding Nancy could take weeks or months or even years. Years. Does that sound like a search and rescue operation to you anymore? An 84-year-old woman who can't walk 50 yards on her own, who needs daily heart medication to survive, who hasn't had access to that medication for, we're now going on 3 weeks, and the man in charge of finding her is measuring his timeline in years. That's where we are Monday morning. And what happened between Friday night and right now tells you exactly why this case feels like it's choking on its own chaos. I keep getting into this, and as we do, your thoughts in the comment section, either on our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. Please join us there. We'd love for you to join our tightly knit community of true crimers, well-informed true crimers that are discussing this right there. So please do check that out. Links in the description or on YouTube. You can discuss it there in the comment section. Love for you to weigh in. We do read those comments. So please do weigh in. And if you haven't yet, hit subscribe. Hit it right now. Press the subscribe button, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, wherever it may be, please hit subscribe. So let's play catch up, shall we? If you took a mental break over the weekend, if you were able to, Here's where we are Monday morning. Nancy Guthrie has been missing for 16 days as of right now. She was taken from her home in Catalina Foothills, a quiet upscale community of Tucson, sometime in the early hours of February 1st. Her family dropped her off after dinner the night before, but by the time she didn't show up for a church the next morning at her friend's house, they get together and they watch it virtually. She was gone. Blood on the porch confirmed as hers. Her phone, her wallet, hearing aid, heart medication, all left behind. Doorbell camera footage recovered days later shows that masked man and that ski mask and holstered weapon disabling the camera. Her pacemaker app disconnected from the phone at 2:28 a.m. No confirmed suspect, no proof of life. The FBI reward now sits at $100,000. More than 30,000 tips have flooded into investigators. That's the state of play heading in to the weekend that we just got out of. Now, here's what actually happened. Friday evening, the Pima County Sheriff's Department and FBI executed a federal search warrant on a residence in the Shadow Hills neighborhood. This wasn't a knock and talk. This was SWAT, tactical teams, roads closed off, the whole dog and pony show. A man and a woman were detained inside the residence. Simultaneously, a traffic stop went down at a Culver's parking lot nearby. A man in a gray Range Rover stopped, questions, vehicle search. The SUV's interior was photographed. The trunk was examined, and it was towed away. Saturday morning, Sheriff Nanos confirmed what everyone suspected. The man in the Range Rover was their person of interest. He was cooperative, Nanos said, answers questions, and then he was released. The couple detained at the house, also released. No arrests, no charges, no Nancy. Nanos told reporters that no one has been eliminated until the kidnapper is in custody. But let's be clear about what Friday night actually produced. The biggest coordinated action in 2 weeks, federal warrants, SWAT deployment, seized vehicles, confirmed person of interest. And by sunrise, they had nothing that they could hold on to. It's not a breakthrough. That's a dry hole dressed up in tactical gear. But the real story this weekend wasn't the raid. It wasn't. It's what came spilling out alongside it, really. For days, there had been rumblings about friction between the FBI and the Pima County Sheriff's Office. This past weekend, that friction, it went public. The FBI wanted physical evidence in the case, including a glove recovered near Nancy's home and DNA collected from the scene, sent to their National Crime Laboratory at Quantico. That's the FBI's facility, state of the art, the place you send evidence when every hour counts. You're not going to get better than that. Well, Sheriff Nanos decided to send it to a private lab in Florida instead. A lab his department has used for years, he explained. A lab that already has all the other evidence from this case. An FBI source speaking to News Nation didn't mince words. This is dumb, the source said. It's insane. The source added that the FBI will likely have to retest everything themselves once they get it back from Florida, which costs more time. In a case where an 84-year-old woman without her heart medication doesn't have time to spare. Of course, Nanos defended his decision because he does. It adds a step that's not needed, he said. I have a lab that has our evidence. Why would I send them? Here's why this matters beyond a turf war. The gloves, the key piece of physical evidence right now, were packaged up Thursday and arrived in Florida Friday. You're like, okay, yeah, but that's like 2 weeks into this. Preliminary DNA results came in Saturday, and as of Sunday, the FBI was waiting on final quality control before entering that information into CODIS, the unknown male profile, which CODIS is their national DNA database. No guarantee there's going to be a hit there, but if there is, that would be certainly a plus. It would lead us somewhere as to who and where, and if there's anything to do with the Guthrie investigation that we do not know the answer to. By this morning, Monday, the profile should be close to getting there. I would imagine that'll be a headline later today or very early this week. If there's a match to someone already in the database, the case could crack wide open in the next few hours. But here's a detail that dropped this weekend that really, I don't know, made me want to scream aloud. Made me want to just open the windows to my car and just be like, what's going on? Investigators collected approximately 16 gloves near the home during the search. 16 gloves. What is that? What's going through? Are there eight different people involved in this and all of them got rid of their gloves? You know, 8 plus 8, 16, two hands, unless one of them was handless. Then I guess, I don't know. And three of them only had one arm. So that equals, you know, no, it's not going to get that. I hope it's not going to get that confusing. Where did they come from? Why are there 16? 16 latex gloves laying around a crime scene where people are seeking evidence, seeking signs that may have something to do with the perpetrator, with the person who took Nancy Guthrie. Why are there 16 gloves that have now been picked up that people are like, are these evidence? Do these belong to the perpetrator? Well, where the hell do you think they came from? They were discarded by searchers themselves, by investigators, contaminating their own crime scene. Allegedly. What's going on? You know, I don't know if you've noticed this over the last handful of years, but it feels like anywhere you go to do anything, people just can't seem to handle it correctly. And there's a lot of apologizing, if you get that. A lot of, oh, do better next time. Like in places where like you just, you expect more like this. I've noticed it when I travel, for example. And I've heard other people say this exact same thing. And this is a point of little to no consequence whatsoever, but just something you would expect or used to come to expect, and now it's just like good luck. For example, I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone to a nice hotel in the last handful of years, like a nice hotel. Paid the extra to stay at a nicer hotel, saved up some money. We're going to stay at this nicer one because, you know, there's less chance of things going haywire, usually, you know? And you get in there and, like, the TV doesn't work. There's no coffee for the coffee maker. Showers leak. I mean, just like things where it's like, this didn't used to happen here. Like, those little, the details. Oh, whoops. No, there's zero consequence to that. And that's not a big deal in the bigger scheme of things. But it's an example of how this level of incompetency has infected every area of our life. It's not just at a hotel that has a TV that isn't working. It's not just at the drive-thru that consistently gets your order wrong. It's not just the surgeon that accidentally removes a kidney when it's supposed to be something else. Okay, that's a pretty big one. It's this. It's when you have a missing 84-year-old woman, people are actively searching for evidence. People are aware that the suspect was wearing latex gloves and we're kind of looking for things of that nature. And your next best thought, once you've completed whatever you're doing or your hand got a little sweaty, is to right there in the desert. Right at the crime scene. Gee, I wonder how that could possibly impede an investigation. I don't know, Sherlock. Maybe you actually should be working more at the drive-thru or fixing the TV at the La Quinta and not searching around a crime scene. Oh, wait, you fucked that one up too. It's just, it's in every aspect of life. This seemingly acceptance, this normality of just not following through or doing things to the best of one's ability or just the bare freaking minimum. I have no words. I am without words. So there you go. 16 gloves found around the home during the search. Where'd they come from? Investigators. Searchers. Nobody said, hey, don't throw the gloves on the ground, geniuses. The people searching for Nancy Guthrie left their own gloves scattered across the area, and investigators now have to sort through the pile to find the one that actually matters and run them all through DNA identification systems. Is this Joe who was working the case, or is this Joe who we don't have a true identification on? Joe Blow, John Doe. There was a black glove found about 2 miles away in a field near the side of the road. It appears, maybe, I don't know, who knows, the story seems to change depending on where you're getting it from. They do have a glove in this scenario that they do believe matches the gloves worn by the masked man in the doorbell footage. One glove, 16 collected, 15 were trash left behind by the search team. Here's something else worth noting over the weekend. If you haven't already smashed your phone into a nearby rock. They're doing what? You idiot! Okay, deep breath. Maybe a little extra, maybe not extra coffee. Maybe a shot. Maybe a little toke for a moment, because it's dead. C.C. Moore, the chief genetic genealogist at Parbon Nanolabs, told Brian Anton's podcast on Sunday that the glove DNA might not even be the most significant sample. But she said the DNA collected from inside Nancy Guthrie's property is obviously going to be much more significant because we know that's tied to the actual crime scene. The glove, that one that was found 2 miles away, Moore said investigators should use great caution before drawing conclusions from it alone. Yeah, because it's a glove that was found 2 miles away. And we've already found 15 on the property. Better hope you didn't accidentally, like, fling some rubber latex gloves out your window or drop some anywhere near her home in the last, I don't know, umpteen days. And this is what Nano said on Saturday as well. Maybe it's an hour from now, he told the New York Times. Maybe it's weeks or months or years from now, but we won't quit. We're going to find Nancy. We're going to find this guy. He followed it up with, all the cameras can go. The national media can leave. We're still here. Yeah, you were doing a great job before they got there. And you're still doing a great job being held accountable. Nothing. I guess that's another shocking part of it. People, when they used to be held accountable, when the eyes were on them, they did better. Because they didn't want to be embarrassed. There used to be a thing called shame. Shame. But now that appears to be something that just doesn't equate. It's like, you should be feeling shame right now, like how you're handling, right? Nope. And I get what he's trying to say. He's trying to protect or project commitment. He's trying to tell the family that this won't be abandoned when the news cycle moves on. But here's the problem with framing it that way. Nancy Guthrie is 84. She has limited mobility. She requires daily medication for her heart, medication she has not had access to for 16 days. Her pacemaker app disconnected from her phone in the middle of the night that she was taken. She does not have years. She doesn't have weeks. Who knows if she's even around? When the lead investigator starts talking about timelines measured in years, he's not describing a rescue operation anymore. He's describing a recovery. He's preparing the public and maybe the family for the possibility of finding Nancy or whatever state she's in. I hope I'm wrong. I genuinely hope I'm wrong. But the math doesn't lie, and every day that passes without her medication is a day her body gets weaker. Every hour the agencies spend fighting over which lab processes the DNA is an hour she doesn't get back. So spout off all you want. Deflect blame all you want. Just do your freaking job. On Sunday morning, a Arizona TV network known as Arizona's Family and true crime correspondent Brianna Whitney reported that what an inside source told her, take it for what it's worth, investigators now believe this was a burglary gone wrong. And then right after that, another source said, that's not true at all. One person reports it from their source. The next one contradicts it. So, I don't know. Are people even lying at this point, or is everybody just like kind of shooting at the hip, even within the investigation? I think we're going to do it this way. Well, we're not doing it that way. We're doing it this way. And this has been the angle we've been talking about quite a bit with Robin Drake. Not a planned kidnapping, not a targeted abduction or a ransom, an interrupted break-in that spiraled out of control. And I can guess, judging by Savannah Guthrie's last video that she put out on Sunday to her mom, I believe it was Sunday, it was Saturday or Sunday, I could be, it's one of the days, where she said it's never too late. That's someone who is also coming from that same perspective. That's someone who, I'm guessing, the FBI's behavioral analysis unit was behind that messaging. Because it's true. Because speaking in terms of, turn him in for $100,000. Turn him in because he's evil. Turn him in. Sometimes that works. And sometimes speaking to the actual person, if they're out there still, and to their humanity, if they have any, and if you're out there going, I do, then show it. You're probably not a killer. You're probably not a kidnapper. You're probably not anything that everything wants to make you out to be, but you sure are going to go down that way and you're going to look that way. The only person that's going to change that narrative is you. You have the power to change the narrative. You have the power to tell your story. It's going to be a shitty story. People are going to be mad at you. Yes. But you're not going to be up there with the likes of Bundy. If you just come clean and go, this was not a planned kidnapping, not a targeted abduction for ransom, an interrupted break-in that spiraled out of control. Those things do happen. Robin Drake and I have been floating this theory from early on. When we looked at the doorbell footage, we looked at the behavior, the timing, the lack of coherent communication afterwards. None of it tracked with a professional kidnapping operation. It looked reactive. It looked improvised. It looked like someone who showed up expecting an empty house and found something else entirely. The FBI is not co-signing that theory, at least not publicly right now. But the actions of Savannah kind of tell us that maybe they are behind the scenes. And what do you have to lose, quite honestly? Federal law enforcement source told NBC News that investigators are not officially categorizing this as a particular type of crime. The source said there are a myriad of theories, but authorities are not officially narrowing options to a specific one. So you got local sources saying burglary gone wrong. You got federal sources saying we're not committing to anything yet. And somewhere in between, you've got an investigation that still doesn't have a suspect in custody. There goes my pen. I play with it too much. Do you have another pen to play with around here? I don't think I do. I'll have to tough it out. Oh, here we go. Like Bob Dole. Bob Dole, like my pen. You're like, who? So what does it all mean? It means they don't know. Or they're not saying. Or both. If it was a burglary gone wrong, the ransom notes that went to media outlets were opportunists. Ghouls trying to cash in on chaos. The lack of direct communication with the family isn't strategic silence. It's panic. Whoever has Nancy, if they still have her, may not have intended to take her at all. That's a theory. And theory doesn't bring her home. Sunday night, Savannah posted that video that we're talking about, 16 days since her mother was taken. She said, quote, it's been 2 weeks since our mom was taken. And I just wanted to come on and say that we still have hope and we still believe. Then she said something that hit different. She addressed whoever has her mother directly. And look, and I think this applies in twofold. Whether Nancy Guthrie is still breathing or not, this message applies. If you can lead them to where she is, we're hoping to God she's alive, but if she's not, give the family some peace. Give yourself some peace if you did this. She said, you're not lost or alone, and it's never too late to do the right thing. You're not lost or alone. That's not how you talk to a hardened criminal. That's not how you address a professional kidnapper. That's how you talk to someone who's in over their head, someone who made a terrible decision and doesn't know how to undo it. The family is doing everything right. They're keeping the door open. They're offering an off-ramp. They're making it as easy as possible for someone to come forward. And 16 days in, they still have no confirmed contact from whoever took her. No proof that she's alive. No indication that anyone is listening. So here's where we are Monday morning. Nancy Guthrie has been missing for 16 days. Friday, SWAT raid produced no arrest, no sign of Nancy, and everyone detained was released by Saturday. The person of interest in the Range Rover was questioned, cooperative, and let go. The FBI is now leaning away from family members as suspects. At least, who knows, that's kind of how it appears. They never really said they were leaning into them to begin with. As much as a lot of folks like to go down that rabbit hole of hell, day one, day two, they're going to look at everybody close. That's how you start an investigation. Everyone is a suspect. Everyone close, especially, is a suspect. It appears they're leaning away and leaning more outward. I wouldn't say away. I would just say outward, because away almost implies that there is a reason to be there to begin with. Other than genealogy. They're leaning away from the man stopped in Rio Rico. They're leaning away from Friday's search target, but officially, no one is cleared. DNA from the glove, unknown male profile, should be in CODIS as of now, hopefully, if there's a hit, we could have a name soon. DNA from inside the home is also being processed, and experts say that sample may be even more significant. Over 30,000 tips have come in. Several hundred law enforcement personnel are working the case. The reward is $100,000, and the sheriff said it could take years. 16 gloves collected, 15 of them left behind by search teams. One that might matter. Stuck between two labs. Well, two agencies argued over jurisdiction. A SWAT raid that looked like a breakthrough and evaporated by morning. A person of interest who walked out the door. A family doing everything right. An investigation that can't seem to get out of its own way. Somewhere out there, if she is still alive, an 84-year-old woman without her heart medication, without her hearing aid is waiting. Waiting for the people searching for her to stop arguing and start finding. 16 days. DNA possibly hitting CODIS. Right now, agencies still at odds, and a sheriff talking in years. And a daughter on Instagram speaking directly to whoever did this, saying the words, "It might be the last chance, Annie, if this ends well. It's never too late to do the right thing." Let's hope someone's listening. If you know this person and you want them to do the right thing, take that approach. The approach of empathy, the approach of this went horribly wrong, didn't it? That you still care about that person, but they need to do the right thing. That's what's going to move someone to do the right thing. Let's hope they're capable. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack or YouTube. The links are in the description. I think I've said all I can. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case. We're going to keep breaking it down for you. Until we find Nancy. We'll continue this in the comments section. Until then, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.